Well, I bought $20 worth of scratch tickets. I bought two $5 ones and a $10 one. I scratched the two $5 ones, and they were not winners. And I scratched the $10 one last, and I had to do kind of a double take when I saw the winning symbol. I thought, oh yeah, here we go, another $10 winner. And I scratched it quick, and I got weak in the knees and had to go over to the self-checker to make sure it was $100,000. And then I came straight to lottery headquarters to cash it in.
You knew where to find us.
Absolutely. I live right online.
Is this the most that you've ever won?
Absolutely. Yeah. Prior to this, the most I ever won was $1,000.
Okay. So you usually play scratch tickets?
Yes.
Yep. You're not a Powerball player or anything like that?
No, not too much. I never do very well. I do play the Insta play games when the jackpots get up there a little ways. Yeah. Mostly scratch
Good.
Tickets, though.
Good. Well, and you said this one was new, and it kind of caught your eye.
Yep, so absolutely.
How did that go?
Well, it caught my eye because it was new.
Yeah.
Any of the other $10 tickets that have been out for a while, I haven't had a whole lot of luck on, so I thought, Well, it's a new one. I'll give it a shot. I always read about somebody winning a grand prize fairly early, like right after a prize comes out, and I'm like, well, you know, I said, and I started thinking about it, boy, if this is winter, I'll just go straight to the bank and I'll have a great weekend. So
why can't it be me?
That's right.
Why now
not?
It is.
Why not me?
Yeah.
Yep.
So you mentioned that you have a girlfriend in your life. Have you told anyone else yet?
I haven't told anyone yet.
Oh, wow. She just showed up here, didn't you?
Straight here.
Okay.
She's at work, so I didn't want to bother her and take her mind off her job. I'll tell her tonight when she gets home.
How do you think she'll react?
I think she'll be ecstatic. You know, she'll be very happy.
Who wouldn't be?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I'll definitely be sharing the money with her. We live together, so.
Well, that was my next question is, do you have any idea how much or how you would spend some of it, all of it, whatever you decide to do?
I might pay off my car. I'll pay off her car. See how much that leaves. See how much that leaves. I just got a new car in April. And that I lost a car in the flood last June. Got a new car in June. Mm-hmm. Somebody ran into my car and totaled it in the parking lot of my apartment complex the weekend before Memorial Day weekend. So he stayed and took full responsibility. So I got another new car. So I got a 2019. I just got that because my 18 got cracked up. So yeah. So if I pay it off, that'll be one less thing I have to pay for every month.
Wow.
That'll be nice.
Wow, no kidding. Well, it sounds like you got some good plans. So you're going to continue to play?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
And I didn't ask you if you're employed, if you have a job outside your home.
Yes. I work for Polk County.
Okay.
I've been working for them for 30 years.